Darren Pope was listening to one of your stories about a precious object, and he was inspired to record a short piece about an object that's important to him. That object has links to a famous Australian artist, now deceased, but we dug into the National Archives and found a recording of him talking about his work. That's coming up, but first, let's hear from budding artist Darren.
My precious object is a tiny little pottery vessel made by the Australian artist John Percival. It was made in the last years of his life. He had quite serious mental problems and was in a mental institute, and he would spend day after day making these tiny little vessels. It's signed on the bottom. It's not worth a lot of money monetarily, but it has great sentimental value to me, partly because it's a moment in time for a great artist who is quite famous for doing quite intricate porcelain figurines and marvellous paintings, but who in the latter part of his life had regressed to doing these very simple, very naive, very honest little vessels. So as a student of art, I find it very inspirational, and it's very precious to me. It was given to me by my mother. It was given to her by her friend, who was a nurse in that hospital where John Percival was resident. So yes, it's a wonderful thing to be held.
My name is John Percival, and I'd been a potter for some 15 years, interlocked with my other work, and I developed a rather beautiful glaze, which at the time I called Song de Boeuf. I decided that it was too good to put on just ordinary pottery. So I thought of those little red angels around the Virgin Mary. So I proceeded to make these angels, and as I developed them, I found that the reason I'd called them angels was not because they represent flying spiritual objects, but because they represent humanity as a whole.
That's the voice of John Percival, one of Australia's best-known artists, part of the Angry Penguins group. And we accessed that interview with him by Hazel Berg from the National Library of Australia. It was recorded in 1961. And thanks to Darren for telling us about his precious object, and to sound engineer and art fan, Carey Dell. We'd love to hear your story too about an object that's precious to you. Head to our website, click on Life in 500 Words down the bottom of the page, and you can see all the details of how to record it and send it to us. This is RN.
ABC RN helps you understand the world. Find more of our stories on the ABC Listen app.